Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the owner and general manager of the Cowboys, who record a playoff victory yesterday at the Death Star. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. Congratulations.
Hey, good morning, man. How are you? Why are y'all calling me in the middle of the night?
Well, it's almost 9 o'clock in the morning, actually.
Is it really? I guess when you hadn't gone to sleep yet, it still seems like night.
You're still going, huh?
Hells to the yeah, I'm still going. I'm partying like Johnny Manziel.
Well, congratulations on your big win.
Well, thank you, Jody. I do appreciate that, and I do. It was an interesting game. I haven't seen something like that start out that ugly since Jerry Jr. was born. But
oh, my gosh. Come on.
But we turned it around.
Yeah, you did.
I'm just glad old Donkey Kong Sue didn't try to step on Tony's pancreas or something like that.
It's an Adamakin Sue.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's maybe how you say it in Russia, but in America it's Donkey Kong Sue.
He about wrecked you yesterday.
Boy, I tell you, he's something else, but we were able to contain him in the end, and the scoreboard is what counts on that final buzzer, and I know they're in the buzzer, mm-hmm. but I just wanted to say it that way mm-hmm. when that goes off. Yeah. Romo is a miracle, ain't he?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, his spine is basically held together with paper clips and crazy glue right now, but he got it done.
Yep.
And he's worth every penny I paid for him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I tell you what, now Brandon Whedon, if he had been in there, no chance.
Well, now, why do you want to
dump
on Brandon Whedon right now?
Because between you and me, he sucks.
Hey!
don't go telling that around. No.
Yeah, let's celebrate your team this morning. Let's not talk about players not playing well and stuff.
Hey, what'd you think of old Terrence Williams?
Great game.
Big.
Got them touchdown catches and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, that was an exciting score. And the only score that would be more exciting is if I could score with old Candace Rome.
Okay.
Stop it.
She's pretty, isn't she?
Yeah.
Maybe she could give me a true heir to the Cowboys.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, I want to announce something if I could. I'm giving Tony Romo an award.
Okay.
He's our MVH.
What's that?
Most Valuable Hispanican. He was wonderful. I tell you, that Cole Beasley is good, too.
Cole Beasley?
Is that his name?
Uh-huh.
At number 11.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should cut his hair, though. It looks like we suited up a golden retriever and run him out there. And Jason Jump Up. Congratulations to him. That's what I call him now. Jason Jump Up.
Oh, because he's like Jimmy, huh?
Yeah, he's the second coming of Jimmy.
Maybe a little early to say that.
And you know who the real winner was last night?
Hmm.
Johnny Walker Blue, baby. All the way. All the way.
Sales were high.
I plowed through a covered wagon full of that fire water last night. I had him deliver a whole wagon full of it. I got so drunk that Gene had to change my diaper twice.
Oh, man.
Gross. That's
a bad visual.
Although that may have been related to some dicey tacos I had earlier in the day from the Legends Catering.
Nasty.
And I busted up my ankle. I don't know if you could see me. I was limping out there.
Yeah, we were wondering about that.
Well, after the game clock expired, I got so excited, I jumped three stories out of my suite and landed on a guy wearing a Marion Barber jersey, but broke my ankle in three places.
Ooh.
But luckily, I had enough whiskey in me to anesthetize a Clydesdale, so didn't feel a damn thing.
We thought it may have been Chris Christie tackling you in the luxury suite.
Oh, boy, wasn't he going nuts mm-hmm. in there?
Is he your new good luck charm?
Yeah, nothing says victory like a fat governor in a red sweater dancing in your suite like Santa Claus. And his hugs were lasting a little too long for my comfort.
Yeah, they were strange.
Yeah, I know the young people are down with that and think that's cool, and they're trying to legalize the marriage between them, but made me a little uncomfortable because there was one time he slipped me some tongue and got a finger in me.
Well,
what?
Glasses.
What?
Glasses.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got them hung up in my glasses.
Okay.
And it was real hard focusing on the game because old Chris Christie kept farting like a bulldog.
I bet he can.
He looks like one.
Once you feed him, he just won't go away. You know, that's our problem. We gave him a brisket sandwich a few games ago, and now he won't stay away.
Well, it's working, though.
Well, we tried locking him in the restroom with, like, a chafing dish of barbecue to keep him occupied, but he kept breaking out.
Well, he's a big Cowboys fan.
And I'm sure you want to know about that non-pass interference call.
Yeah, what'd you think about that?
Well, you know what I have to say about that? Brett Hull's skate was in the crease. Mike Renfro was in bounds. Colorado got a fifth down. Jerry Kramer was offside. Drew Pearson pushed off. And Steve Barman kept the Cubs from going to the World Series. Who gives an F?
Stuff happens,
that's
right?
That's the way it goes.
That's right. It's the way it goes. This is America, damn it. What happens, happens, and we move on.
Right.
And I have to tell you, if we lost that game, mm-hmm. I was going to fire everyone from the Pope down to the parking lot attendants. No one would have been spared. And I was even going to fire Gene, too.
Mm. How could you fire Gene?
Yeah, she's been on the payroll ever since the first time she busted me several decades ago. And every time I get Instagrammed with a stripper, she gets a raise. So I was looking to dump that salary.
It's a half a rim shot.
But we got Green Bay.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, we can't play like that if we're going to go up to Green Bay and win.
Yeah. It's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough. You know, when we start out that Lambeau Field, I tell you what, they're going to be all over us like an ankle bracelet on Josh Brent. Mm-hmm. We got to get after it.
Yeah.
So we got our work cut out. Was that another rim shot?
Yeah, I think it was.
That was a full one.
Didn't know if that deserved one, but okay. But we got to get out there. We got our work cut out for us. And all I got to say is, do you like them four Super Bowls? I hope you do. I hope you do very much.
Maybe getting ahead of yourself, but
making the call for the fourth Super Bowl title. All right, there he is, fake Jerry.